The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, February 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Russia filed a report with the United Nations alleging that Ukraine's military has committed crimes against Russian-speaking residents of Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. That's according to documents viewed by the Wall Street Journal. In response, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to dispute Russia's claims in an appearance at the UN Security Council, saying that Washington sees Russia's report as part of a disinformation campaign that could serve as a pretext for renewed war in Ukraine. Separately, Russia expelled the number two official at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. President Biden warned that the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine remains high. The renewed tension in the region sent U.S. stocks sharply lower. At midday, the Dow Jones Industrials and the broader S&P 500 were down more than 1.1%, and the NASDAQ was down about 1.3%. But Walmart stock was up 1.7%. The country's largest retailer by revenue reported stronger sales over the winter holiday shopping season, saying it's largely absorbing higher costs. The company highlighted its grocery and health and wellness categories as fueling the growth and said it was helped by more people filling prescriptions as well as its administration of the COVID-19 vaccine. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.